This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about what happened to the people in the back of the truck that was caught after several folks died. A bunch of them actually perished in the back of a truck that was traveling across the border, smuggling folks, apparently. Actually, maybe he wasn't across the border here. No. Apparently he wasn't.
No, he was in the U.S.
Yeah, the whole thing was in the U.S. Well, anyway, we'll tell you more about that on the way. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones first, though. We've got Ralph. He's on the line in New Jersey. Subject line, unintelligible nonsense. Ralph, what do you got for us here tonight?
you know, the Detroit riots is 50 years, you know, at least this month, July.
Detroit riots? And,
right. And that's happening around the same time the Noah riots happened.
Yeah, I can understand why our board op said unintelligible. I can't. You're talking about Detroit riots that happened 50 years ago?
Yeah, it demarked a milestone of that, you know, turning 50 years.
I couldn't understand that either.
It's the 50-year anniversary of the Detroit riots. Go ahead.
What were they rioting over?
Right. Hey, now, Mark, what lesson do you think we learned out of that? Before you answer, I'd like to ask a question. Okay? When blacks go wild and animal, what good would ever come out of that? What good?
When blacks do what? What good would happen?
Go wild and animal. What good has it ever done?
I think it's gotten news attention, drawn attention to sort of grievances and that sort of thing.
For those who read between the lines, they would come to the conclusion that blacks are their own worst enemy, right? I mean...
No, the enemy here in this case is the police.
No, that might be so in your mind, okay? But, when they marginalize themselves, they become their own worst enemy, in my opinion, okay?
But you understand that all kinds of people will riot, right? Not just black people. There were a bunch of white teenagers rioting here in Keene, New Hampshire. It wasn't over pumpkins. It was, once again, over the police who had raided their parties and had booted them out of homes into the streets drunk in the middle of the daytime. And they decided to start raising hell, they flipped over at least one car, setting a couch on fire and throwing bottles in full cans of beer at one another for upwards of a quarter of an hour on one street that I personally witnessed.
Okay, so you bring that up. Right? Did you hear about the shooting of the Australian lady out there in Minnesota?
You mean the ones where the cops shot that lady?
I did remember calling you about the Philando Castillo case, right? There was a video on that, but the whole case of that particular shooting wasn't. They didn't base that on the video. Because there was also a video. The police also gave a dash cam video.
Right.
Okay? And when they went to court, they were able to argue. This was the action taken before the shooting took place by the cop.
I don't know what you're talking about right now. What's he saying?
These were the actions taken by the cop before the shooting.
We're talking about Philando Castile?
Right, Philando Castile.
I never got to answer the question of what we learned.
Hold on, Ralph. What, Mark?
I never got to answer the question as to what we learned from the Detroit riot. I mean, like, this is the sort of the framing and moving on, the framing, like, it's these are just pot shots at people over race, Ralph.
That's what he does. Yeah.
And that's, you know, what the difficulty here is that, look, I don't think that people should be artificially put into categories based on their race. And I'm sure that there are lots of people listening that are like, hey, you know, how come I've got to be lumped in with this particular group of people? You know, I haven't done everything wrong that every white person's ever done.
It's
and
ridiculous.
I don't want that on my, you know, somehow smeared on my resume.
Thanks for the call, Ralph.
So, I mean, you know, why would I do that to somebody else, I guess, is the question. Look, I don't know anything about the 1967 Detroit riots, and
I don't know much either, but there, thankfully, is history, and we can look it up. So, according to Wikipedia, guess what? In the early hours of Sunday, July 23rd, 1967, so, yeah, about 50 years ago, Detroit police officers raided the unlicensed weekend drinking club in the office of the United Community League for Civic Action above the Economy Printing Company on 12th Street in Detroit. They expected a few revelers inside, but instead found a party of 82 blacks celebrating the return of two local GIs from the Vietnam War. Well, how dare those people go out there and celebrate people coming back from war without asking the government for permission first and have the appropriate paperwork in order and all of the, you know, licensing fees paid?
All the police were doing, Ian, was doing their job. They were serving paperwork like they were supposed to. They felt threatened and blah, 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 blah.
The police decided to arrest everyone present. While they were arranging for transportation, a sizable crowd of onlookers gathered on the street. Later in a memoir, Walter Scott III, a doorman whose father was running the raided Blind Pig, took responsibility for starting the riot by inciting the crowd and throwing a bottle at a police officer. And then, unfortunately, from there, some full-scale rioting spread
sideways, yep.
To a clothing store. Full-scale looting began throughout the neighborhood.
I agree that blowing up your own neighborhood and stealing some stuff from local business people really doesn't do anything.
It's a terrible thing to do.
Right. It's not a value at all, but many times people feel like there's nothing that they can do. There's no way to fix whatever problem it is that they have, real or perceived. And those people are going to riot. When they don't feel like there's a way to get around it, that's what you're going to have. Look, I don't think that the Michael Brown situation in Ferguson was a particularly good standard bearer for Black Lives Matter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see why somebody who lives in Ferguson, Missouri, where the police department was largely white in a largely black community, kind of felt unrepresented, where the police department was essentially fundraising off of its citizenry through fines and these sorts of things. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing that people are going to lash out at because they have no recourse.
And they feel like they don't.
Get around it. How do you stop that from happening? If that
was happening, your licensing fee, Mark.
If that was happening here, where you live, what would you do about it if the police were what you felt were a group that was other than you?
Mm-hmm.
And they are, mind you,
us versus them, yeah.
A group other than you. And they were extorting you heavily because they didn't have much of a tax base. So they had to go and, you know, they felt like they, in order to get the equipment they needed and, keep the officers they needed to keep the funds coming in. So they were heavily extorting their community. They look a lot like the King's Men ransoming out taxes.
Yep.
And that's what you got going on.
What do you do about it?
I'm not saying these problems are easy to solve, but
Well, this problem would have been easy to solve if the cops had just left these people alone. Let them have their drinking party, their secret drinking party. Somebody tipped them off or whatever. Somehow the cops got wind that in 1967 a party was happening. Whoa! What would have happened if these 82 people would have simply been allowed to get sloshed in the League for Civic Action here, the United Community League for Civic Action, without a license? You know what would have happened? People would have gone home. Some people probably would have had sex with each other. Somebody would have stumbled home. Somebody would have puked. Somebody might have passed out.
Everybody would have had a good time and woke up with a terrible headache.
Everything ultimately would have been just fine, and the neighborhood wouldn't have been destroyed. Now, again, I'm not justifying the violence, but there's nothing significantly different in this situation compared to what happened in Keene, New Hampshire, with a bunch of white kids in 2014 at Pumpkin Fest. The only difference is in the Pumpkin Fest situation, the police cordoned off downtown, so the destruction was limited to a few of the residential streets where the rioting was going on. But they did destroy some stuff of their peers, in fact. It's Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of laws absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver. That you fully control, you can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Apparently Trump has tweeted that transgender people will no longer be allowed in the U.S. military. Mark's got that story coming up here. Ian and Mark in the studio here with you tonight. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We can talk more about smuggling people here in moments, whether you want to discuss riots, smuggling, pornography, anything that is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. As I do want to let you know about hope.freetalklive.com. It's an ongoing fundraiser to help out some orphanages.
To help them by building an orphanage.
To build an orphanage in Uganda for about 45 orphans.
Yeah, about 45 of them. They're currently sleeping in a large room with no power, head to toe. And I'd like them to be able to have, you know, a bed.
Cool space.
And maybe some place to wash their face, to go to school.
They running are going water, to school. That's always good, yeah.
Yep. And so we just sent some money today.
Excellent.
And I hope that we'll soon see progress on the roof or and the walls for the second story. We're over halfway to the goal as far as the total amount. What I've been doing is doing the goals in phases.
Right. That way you're not sending all the money at once.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
You proof that things are happening. The building is going on. You want to see.
And plus, you know, there's smaller, more attainable goals of $3,000.
Yeah,
and frankly, they're really only smaller, achievable goals of $1,000 since Cell 411 and Jax.io are matching every dollar
each.
So every dollar is basically tripled. So when people donate, their money gets tripled, meaning that when I do these $3,000, you know, phases that I'm doing, well, there's basically only 1,000, so it's really easy to fundraise this way with these matching funds from these great companies. And
thank you so much to Jax.io and GetCell411.com, and of course everybody who donated to make it possible for them to double match.
Indeed, both Anthony DiIorio and Virgil Vaduva are excited about this project, as am I, and I can't wait to see what this the thing looks like finished.
So if you want to help out, you can go to hope.freetalklive.com and you can donate there.
Yep, there have been lots of people who have donated in the last couple of days, and
cool.
Thank you so much.
It's not too late. You're going to be doing fundraising for more steps, so if you want to jump in and throw in $10, $15, whatever you can afford.
Oh, it's really nice to be ready for that next step because we had to sort of slow progress. It was a perfect time to slow progress. We were behind a couple few days as far as getting the next round of funding in, but the concrete needed to dry on the floor/roof, the roof of the first floor, the floor of the second floor, so it needed to dry, and it just cured for another couple of days, so no biggie.
All right, so go to hope.freetalklive.com if you want to help out. So we were talking about, speaking of, you know, putting people in a place like sardines, there were a number of people in the back of a tractor trailer, it sounds like, that were being smuggled from one point to another inside the United States, apparently, and the driver is saying now that he had no idea. When police came to investigate the semi, according to CNN.com, an officer found, quote, multiple people standing and laying at and around the rear of the trailer. That's when they started talking to the driver. Bradley advised the officer that the trailer he was hauling had been sold and that he was transporting the trailer from Schaller, Iowa to Brownsville, Texas, on the border with Mexico. The federal criminal complaint says that Bradley said he was delivering the truck to its new owner in Brownsville at his boss's request. But he wasn't given a time frame or delivery address, according to the complaint. Bradley later told authorities he was traveling to San Antonio from Laredo after getting the tractor trailer washed and detailed, the complaint said. After the wash at the Laredo truck stop, Bradley said he drove to the old truck stop, which was about 10 miles away, to have the tractor trailer detailed and polished. Pat Sullivan, a spokesman for Blue Beacon Truck Wash, said the tractor trailer was washed at their facility, and the drivers typically pull up, pay inside the facility, and then workers wash the truck, which takes about 20 minutes. Sullivan said the employees who washed the truck didn't report hearing any noises from inside the trailer or notice anything strange about the truck, which is unusual because they were supposedly at some point banging on the side of the truck.
Right. Well, I mean, apparently everybody wasn't dying then. It would have been really weird
maybe
to breathe out of this little breathing hole while the whole truck's getting misted over with soapy water.
Bradley said he was unaware of the contents or the cargo, says the complaint. That's apparently,
I tend to believe him.
He had parked the tractor trailer at the Walmart, then went outside to urinate. That's when he heard movements in the trailer. He said he went to open the doors and was surprised when he was run over by, quote, Spanish people and knocked to the ground, unquote.
They're not Spanish.
The
but all right.
States. Bradley said he then noticed bodies just lying on the floor like meat. He said he knew at least one of them was already dead. And Bradley said he knew the trailer refrigeration system wasn't working and the four vent holes were probably clogged up. But the driver didn't call 911, said the police. Instead, he went back to the trailer and or the tractor, and then called his wife. He was in handcuffs as he limped into federal court Monday, surrounded by U.S. Marshals.
Calling your wife may be the first thing you do, you know. The idea that this lawbreaker didn't call our emergency number right away. He called a loved one first. I mean, the indignation here. Yeah. I have yet to hear anything that sounds terribly like an indictment against this guy.
Right. Homeland Security.
Is it possible that somebody... could end up driving a truck from one location to another and not know what's in the back of it, especially if they thought it was empty? I would say the answer to that is yes. In a country where we are presumed innocent, I would like to know the evidence that these people have, because this article doesn't seem to point any of it out.
No, it sure doesn't. One of the immigrants apparently interviewed said he had left the central Mexican city of Aguascalientes, which means hot water.
That's right. What it means.
And waited.
Thanks for the translation.
With about 28 other people in Nuevo Laredo to be smuggled across the river into the United States, bound for San Antonio. He told investigators he paid about 12,500 pesos, $707 worth, for protection and a raft ride across a deep portion of the Rio Grande. After crossing at night, they walked until the next day, said the court document. At 9 a.m. the next day, his group was picked up in a silver Chevrolet Silverado truck and taken to the trailer, which already had about 70 people inside.
Jeez.
He was told to get inside and that he would be transported later that evening. So I apologize. I didn't know from what point these folks were riding. Apparently different points. The smugglers closed the door, and the interior of the trailer was pitch black, and it was already hot inside. With no food or water, the migrants tried to make noise and get the driver's attention, but nobody ever came. 12 hours later, they were moved to another trailer, said the man. Some people had trouble breathing and passed out. When the trailer eventually braked hard and stopped, some people fell over because they were so weak, said the man. And after the door opened, six black SUVs were waiting to pick up the people, but those SUVs quickly filled up and took off. The man said once he had arrived in San Antonio, he was supposed to pay his smugglers $5,500, but instead he was taken to a hospital, severely injured from the journey. Richard Durbin Jr., the U.S. Attorney for the West District of Texas, said these people were helpless in the hands of their transporters.
Wait a minute. Am I supposed to hate these people for trying to take my jobs and messing with my country? Or am I supposed to feel bad for them for being packed in a truck like sardines because of the laws that are put in place by the government that is making me feel bad? I don't understand.
The cops are creating this problem and enforcing the law on both sides of this issue. They're enforcing against people who are here without government permission. They're enforcing against the people who are smuggling them here because, well, you forced them to go underground by making it illegal for them to be here on the up and up. Because if it were just legal to come here and go from here without asking government permission first, you'd never hear stories like this. This is a result of prohibition. It's Free Talk Live.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free. Join us right here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. There are all kinds of features on our website over at freetalklive.com. But if you are enjoying Free Talk Live, you want to keep up to date with what's happening with the show, then join our email list. You get an email every week, our weekly email updates. You can go sign up in the email box that's right there on the front page of the website over at freetalklive.com. Ian and Mark in the studio to the phones. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. We're talking about the just horrifying story of human smuggling of immigrants, people who died in the back of a tractor trailer for lack of basically water and breathable air. We'll continue with that here in moments. Let's talk to Sarah first, though, in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to say that the smoking tenant in my building, he moved out. And so I guess this is a smoke-free building. There's 8 apartments stuck together. So, but the thing is that it is more profitable for the landlord to cater to non-smokers than to cater to smokers.
Why is that?
And run off all the non-smokers.
Why is that?
Well, you know what? For every one smoker, there's about 4 non-smokers.
I'd say it's even higher than that these days, but okay.
So, yeah, so if they say that you can smoke all you want, it's your apartment, it's your home, then you run off all the other tenants, they all move out. But there's like two smokers and there's six people that move out and the next people move in, they can't breathe. They have to move out.
I think you're probably right about that, Sarah. There probably are non-smokers who would prefer to not live next door to a smoker. They would prefer to not smell the smell wafting in through the, you know, air conditioner vents or through the walls or whatever, however that that happens. And would likely be willing to pay a little bit more for that privilege. I think you might be right about that.
Well, but the thing is, no, the landlords, there's no laws here. I mean, there's no ordinance. But the thing is, the landlord has, you know, please can you not smoke? There's a lady downstairs. She's on oxygen. And
that's what you call the market responding to demand. So you don't need a government to tell people that they can prohibit smoking on their property. The market will decide whether a property should allow or shouldn't allow smoking. Some smokers may be willing to pay more to live in a property where non-smokers aren't allowed to live simply because they don't want somebody complaining all the damn time.
Yeah, I would think you'd be able to get a premium for a place where you can smoke indoors. Now, I used to smoke cigars at one point, and I have never smoked in a house that I own.
Yeah, generally landlords don't appreciate that.
Well, no, I mean, I'm talking about...
I
haven't rented very many places at all. You know, like, I considered owning a house to be pretty important, so I went and back when I was looking to buy a house, all you had to have was a heartbeat to start. And so, you know, I haven't rented very much, but I don't smoke in domiciles because, A, it's a fire hazard, and, B, it's stinky.
Well, yeah, that's true. But you know what? If you're a smoker, then where can you go where you could smoke in your own home? There's no such thing as non-smoking apartment. I don't know. I mean, there's no such thing as
smoking
like
only.
A smoking apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
I mean, it's very hard to find, I imagine. I suspect that that's why Mark said that you might be able to, as a landlord, charge a premium for it because somebody will, you know, there's somebody out there who's willing to pay the extra to be able to sit in their bedroom and, you know, smoke cigarettes at any time that they want to. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want to talk about. Now, whether anybody was smoking cigarettes in the back of this tractor trailer, which had apparently at one point as many as 70 people that were being smuggled. Now, remember, this guy, one of the guys they interviewed here, said he was supposed to pay his smugglers $5,500. Apparently, when he arrived in San Antonio, he'd already paid about $700 just to get what apparently was a raft ride across a deep portion of the Rio Grande and protection, whatever that means.
Well, he needs to be escorted in some way or another from that location, because I imagine they're looking pretty hard for people crossing the Rio Grande, right?
I wonder how it is that the man was supposed to pay the $5,500. Did he have it on him the whole time, or was he supposed to hook up?
Yeah, you'd think they'd just rob these people and leave them, right? But I guess not. I guess they have some system for, you know, keeping the money.
Well, either way, I mean, even if they get paid some up front and some on the back end, because who knows exactly how this works, it would be interesting to learn more about, you know, the typical business models of the human smugglers, because, you know, are you going to really take somebody somewhere on the promise that they're going to pay? Because afterwards, if they don't pay, I suspect they probably will enslave them to some extent. So maybe that's what happens if you don't pony up when you get to the destination. You get sent somewhere to work as a servant for some mob boss or, you know, some sex freak or whatever.
Which, of course, is all, I mean, the government creates this problem, right? Like, they create this problem
of human smuggling.
Prohibition. And the fact is that if this wasn't a socialist country, like it is, then there wouldn't be all these laws against people moving from one location to another. Because humans working hard to provide for their families are an asset to any community.
Right.
However, when those humans are going to cost you money as a taxpayer, you begin to get upset. So if the government didn't create all the welfare programs in the first place, that people would presume that these you know, immigrant folks are going to avail themselves, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of them did, then, you know, none of this would even be a problem. You know, I mean, it wouldn't be an issue. This isn't like the Ostrogoths coming in and moving over and taking away your society. These are just people who want to work. And in many cases, they're willing to work very, very cheaply and, you know, cut your grass or wash your dishes or do whatever, build your houses, whatever it is they do. And, you know, most of America wouldn't have a problem with these people if it wasn't for the fact that the government created these socialist welfare programs in the first place. Then these people come across here. They've got all these laws that prevent them from coming. They get put into slavery. And, you know, it's the same thing as prostitution. There wouldn't be this human trafficking in prostitution, or at least nearly as much, if it wasn't for the government's prohibitions on prostitution.
Absolutely true. Now, Richard Durbin Jr., the U.S. attorney for the Western District of Texas, said, quote, "These people were helpless in the hands of their transporters. All were victims of ruthless human smugglers indifferent to the well-being of their fragile cargo." Now, while that's a true statement,
yes,
as you pointed out, it only happened because of the government's prohibition, and that statement can basically be made when it comes to the government and how they treat immigrants. So the government is also pretty indifferent to the well-being of their cargo. How many times have we heard stories of people, not just immigrants, but, you know, remember the story about the kid who got caught for, like, some kind of drug possession, and they locked him in a cell and just forgot about him and left him there and had to urinate into his own mouth in order to be able to, you know, actually survive.
Oh, because he was thirsty?
The ordeal. Yeah, they put him in a cell with no water fountain. It wasn't like it wasn't a cell meant for keeping somebody in at all, and they just forgot him and left him there over the weekend.
Dude, you'd get a settlement over that, and it's not like there's not going, it's not like there's going to be a settlement for these people from the coyotes that brought them across.
Great point. But my point is here, you know, the government is constantly locking people up, locking immigrants up, locking drug users up, and they're not concerned for their well-being. If they were concerned for their well-being, they'd leave them alone and let them live their lives how they want, as long as they don't harm anybody else.
And harming somebody else is availing themselves of, you know, welfare programs.
The tip-off to authorities started when a man from the trailer asked a Walmart employee for water. Said the police chief, employee was concerned, called police for a welfare check. The fire department also responded and soon declared a mass casualty incident. With heat strokes or heat injuries, a lot of them are going to have some irreversible brain damage, said Fire Chief Charles Hood. Heat stroke can cause swelling of the brain and other vital organs, possibly causing permanent damage if the person's body temperature isn't quickly lowered, according to the Mayo Clinic. Officials said the air conditioner in the trailer was not working and the high temperature in San Antonio was 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That's outside.
Yeah, this is the reason you don't leave your dogs locked in the car.
Inside that trailer with 70 people in there, can
130?
You imagine how hot that is? 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, the transgender tweet that is all abuzz on the internet.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
A great president once said, the nine most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking about some prohibitions here tonight. Specifically, everything from pornography to people stuffed in the back of a trailer who died from heat exhaustion. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. And don't forget, if you want to back Free Talk Live and get some cool perks for yourself, one way to do it is through the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We will take that in, invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations as a result, bringing new internet listeners on board. And you get cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular podcast commercials. Our normal podcast does. The AMP-only Facebook group. You also get a special Free Talk Live badge if you've got an account on the brand-new Free Talk Live forum. And some of you do, thanks to the folks who've gone there and kind of gotten the ball rolling on the forum. It's still a little slow over there, but there's people there, and they're talking, and that's fun.
Doing stuff.
So check that out at forum.freetalklive.com. But if you want to become an amplifier with any major credit card, well, not any major one, but the Visa, MasterCard, the big boys, and then also PayPal and Bitcoin, you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get all the perks, ampamp.freetalklive.com. So I think we pretty much, you know, covered what needs to be covered about this horrifying tractor-trailer story where the driver, he says he didn't even know that there were human beings in the back of that truck.
I believe him.
And people died. And it's all as a result of prohibition. It's all as a result of prohibiting people from crossing borders peacefully. And it's tragic, and it's not the only time that we're going to see stories like this. And you know what? It's also not the only time it happens. Just because the police caught this is not the only time that some truck hasn't arrived at some destination with human beings in the back of it. And thing is, you know, this truck stopped at a Walmart, and the driver heard something, and somebody else, you know, from Walmart, happened to come out there as well. That's what got this situation sort of intervened in before their destination. If they had arrived at whatever warehouse the, you know, mob or whoever it is that's running this operation of the coyotes moving people from one point to another,
it's some organization of organized criminals.
If they arrived at the warehouse with dead bodies back there, you better believe the mafia's not calling the police. Those people are going to be told, you go on about your way now. We're going to, you know,
we'll take care of this.
Thank you for the money. We're going to take care of this. Adios. And that's going to be that. They're going to bury those bodies wherever they bury them, you know, out in the desert or give them to pigs or whatever it is the mafia does with dead bodies.
You're besmirching the good name of pig farmers across America
and
the world.
And it's never going to be reported anywhere. So that's really the question you have to ask yourself, is how many people on a yearly basis, because you only hear about these big stories when they happen to be interceded upon. So how many other victims of heat stroke or, you know, overheating, dying, you know, for not having enough water in the backs of these trailers, how many more are they?
Are fed to pigs? We'll never know.
How many more? I mean, you're making light of that, but how?
We'll never know.
Yeah, I mean, how many more are there who they told their family, you know, they somehow in touch with their family from Mexico or wherever, hey, I'm coming up this weekend. I should be there by Tuesday.
It's a deadly trip, I'm sure.
And they never are heard from again. We don't know the answer to that question, but you better believe that these 70 people in the back of this truck are but a fraction of the total number of people who are smuggled over the border and throughout the United States on a yearly basis. And the real question is, how many of those people who are smuggled end up dead, you know, by the time they get to their destination? Who knows?
More than we'd like to, know.
So, Mark, this big tweet, Donald Trump, he's apparently issuing executive orders by 140-character tweets now.
Well, and three of them in this case.
What is it that's going on? It has something to do with transgendered folks in the military, and people are all upset about it.
After consultation with my generals and military experts, and I can't get over that, Donald Trump has generals. This reality TV star has control of the U.S. military.
Mm.
Please be advised the United States government will not accept or allow ... because that tweet's over ... transgendered individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military.
All right.
Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory. And cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. Thank you.
Is that happening? Is it happening where, I mean, we know that Bradley Manning transitioned to Chelsea Manning while she was in military brig.
I'm not sure that got her, you know, medications, and I'm not sure what that got her in that transition other than saying, I'm a woman now. Right.
I thought they had agreed that they had to pay for something during that.
I can't speak one way or the other to it.
I don't remember.
But I would be surprised if too much happened. But right. I do have a story here from WeYoureVoiceMag.com.
Okay.
Oops, I'm sorry. That was the wrong
LGBTQ mag.
No, it was the wrong one. BusinessInsider.com.
Okay.
The Pentagon spends five times more on Viagra than transgendered services.
So Viagra is covered by the military prescription benefits?
Apparently that's the case.
Wow.
Well,
they're not going to repeal that.
Maximum annual medical costs for transgendered services would be around $8.4 million. By comparison, the military spent $84 million on erectile dysfunction medications, Viagra and Cialis in 2014, the Military Times reported.
Hmm.
Okay, so here's my opinion. It shouldn't be providing Viagra.
Yeah.
You know, like that's recreational.
A pleasure drug.
And it should be, you know, that's not medical to my mind.
Good luck convincing all the horn dog generals or whatever to take that one off the radar.
I'm not saying your insurance shouldn't cover it, but the military shouldn't be covering it for active duty. If that's something you want, then, you know, then frankly, it should not be prescription. We should be able to make this the sort of thing that somebody can buy, whatever. But no, that's not the sort of thing that the military should be providing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to go down on record as saying, no, I don't think that that gender reassignment surgery is something that the military should be providing either.
I agree.
You know, look, if there are some great stories out right now of some, transgendered. I read a great one about a transgender person in the military in England. And, yep, sounds all legit to me, combat and the whole deal. But I just got to say that, if you're going in the military for gender reassignment surgery, that this could probably take a while.
The wrong motivation.
It's the wrong motivation to go in. The military rejects people for all kinds of reasons: flat feet, being too fat, not having enough teeth, these sorts of things. And if it chooses not to accept transgendered people, then by God, aren't they lucky? You know, I mean, now anybody can be transgendered and get out of the military,
right,
or not
put on a wig,
get drafted, right? I need a wig. You just have to say, I feel, I am what I am, and that's it. And that's all you have to do.
See you later.
Great.
So, it's a great way for people to get out of the military now.
In the same way that I'm not whipped up about women, either whether they can or can't serve in combat roles.
Mm-hmm.
And I, again, am not whipped up about whether transgenders are going to be in the military or whatever.
We're peaceniks, we're against war.
That's kind of my problem here is that, it's very difficult for me to be all upset. If a transgendered listener wants to educate me on this subject, a libertarian one, because it's going to be difficult for me to understand, where somebody's coming from if they're not making libertarian arguments. But
I can understand where somebody's coming from. I mean, people are raised with this belief in the state, and the American government is like this great thing, and that you got to serve the people and the government by being in the military, and you're helping freedom, and there's all kinds of nonsense stories that are inculcated in the youth of America. And when somebody wants to join the military and is told they can't do it because X, Y, or Z, their gender or their transgender or whatever.
But you don't hear the flat-footed movement rising up and being like, hey, we can hike as much as anybody else.
Yeah, you're right about that. You don't. Maybe there's just not that many of them, or they've never organized.
There's plenty
or something
of flat-footed people out there.
But is there a society for flatfoots? I mean, there might be.
Why isn't there?
I don't know.
The argument is that the military has created a pathway for acceptance for many marginalized groups in the past, and I would say that there's probably some argument to that. But I don't know. It seems like you should be able to, as an employer, decide who works there and who doesn't, and I guess as much as I hate the idea of military, whatever, they can decide on who they're gonna hire and not.
We're out of time for tonight. If you want to comment, you're welcome to do it tomorrow online. In the meantime, we'll join you over at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.